Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine. I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website. And we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
I am very happy to be with you today. My name is Magdala Ramirez Garcia. And today we are going to be talking about frequency. As you know, raising your frequency, it is taking you to many other realms. And these realms, how that this is working for you? What is going on? You have a different lives in different worlds happening within yourself. Okay, let's talk about this slowly. In many traditions everywhere in the world, they are talking about the higher cities that they are in many places, literally everywhere in the world. They were holding the one single knowledge that it has been in this planet. And even in different religions, they still talk about those worlds. In our tradition, they call it the world of the enchanted flower. But you have, like, in the Christian tradition, they call it the kingdom of heavens. You have the Valhalla. You have many, many, many cities. And I really want to talk about, because as you connect with those worlds, you are receiving a lot of downloadings, a lot of understandings of what it meant to be human being. And who are you and what are you doing in here? And where is the path to many other worlds? For our ancestors, they knew all the way to the 17th dimension. And the truth is that you come from the source. You come from God. Whatever perspective you have about God or understanding about God, if you ask around, you will see how people have a different stories about God, because it's their connection and their relationship with the source. So you are a divine spark that you have been traveling for a very, very long time. And this is the time when you're going back to the source and recognizing that path of the source. And it has to do with frequency. It has to do of raising your own vibration. And how does this feels within your own self? And how to even understand this? When I was little, I knew about these worlds. And I knew about beings that they will show up in front of me that nobody could see them. Why nobody could see them? Because it was a frequency. It was a frequency that it was directed inside of myself to that world and tapping to a different kind of information. And so are you. You have the ability through that alignment of your male and female. You have that ability to connect to a very much higher realms where you are receiving many information, especially in this time and space, that it is helping you to integrate yourself into a higher realms, that it is happening all around you and inside of you. As you might know, there is many tribes everywhere in the world that they say that they just disappear. And it wasn't a disappear. It's just that they went into this place that it is very much into a higher realms because they didn't lower their own vibration. This reminds me of the story of the Spanish arriving to the Polynesias. And they ask, remember that story? So they ask, how do you get in here? And they said, through a boat. They couldn't see the boat because the boat didn't click on their heads. They didn't recognize what boat means. So the shaman was the one that he was able to tap into that energy. And once he was able to see the boat, he passed it on to the whole tribe. The same thing it is happening right now. There is many concepts and understandings that they are there. And this time you're the shaman. You're the one who is tapping into a whole new vibration, a language that it is being done through frequency. It is not a language that it has been so completely manipulated, or a language that it has been creating a lot of limitations inside of your being, but it is the language of frequency and energy. That frequency and energy, when you tap into it and you are able to put it in a way that you can understand it, that you are able to conceive this part of you and how do this is working for all the people around you. Because once you have that understanding, you're going to pass it on, that information, for everyone around you. You know, we have this very beautiful experiences over and over again with those beings that they are into this realm, and they are there also to help you. You see, they are human beings too. And they are completely into the cosmic way of thinking. This means that their relationship with the star beings is normal. And their connection in their own male and female, it is absolutely natural. They don't have all these hang-ups that people have in that third dimensional reality. They understand that it is through your means, through your raising your frequency, how you're going to get there and how you will understand that beautiful world that it is just beginning to unfold. And that by putting it on what you know, you are beginning to really raising your vibration and everyone around you. You know, sacred places, in, people in many ways, they call it ruins. And that makes angry for all of us when we don't see this as ruins. On the contrary, they're very much working very, very well. And they are very much connecting within yourself. And what you're seeing is what you were trained to see in your programmed mind. But it is much more than that. When you are able to break this programming, you will be able to see really where are you standing. And of course, the downloadings of that information, it is very, very powerful, because you just ask a question and every question is going to be answered. We have these encounters in many places in my own land, in Maya land. But we also have many encounters in many places, everywhere in the world. You see, right now I'm working with the Anasazi people. And they, again, they were holding that incredible knowledge, and they are still there, and they're always going to be there. They have always been there and connecting with people that they are able to tune into their frequency and literally downloading all kinds of information that it is very much needed in this time and space. This beautiful information that it is happening within yourself through those downloadings, it is moving all this old belief system that you were trained to be in the patriarchal system. One single higher truth, it destroys all these lies that you have been living into it. And tapping into these higher vibrations, it is your responsibility and it is used by your own energy because nobody can do this work for you. All these beautiful understandings about what it means to be human being and who you are, all starts through that alignment with the one that created you, the source. That source, that it is male and female working together, you create that beautiful portal that you have always been, the key that we have been talking about in many past episodes. You are willing to understand those higher truths that they are being presented. And yet, it is much more than that. But let's just keep it in this way. So, when it is about harmony, really, harmony can never be imposed. It is really coming directly from your being. And through that harmony, that perfect harmony that you are, this is your elevator. That's when you come into a different world and tap into a very different dimensions and hearing these beautiful new understandings of who you are. This means that when you are able to even have a different conception of yourself or questioning where you are, it really brings you into a very deep understanding. And there is much more doors that you can explore because, you see, it is no limit unless you want to believe in those limits. So those limits, it just comes to you. The thing in here is, can you put it on what you know? Can you live in that truth? So imagine living in this world where really is not anymore the question about the male and the female. You understand that there is this electromagnetics, and this is exactly who you are. There is not one overpowering the other one. It is very much a balance within your own self that it is creating this big, beautiful portal within yourself that you're able to reach and understand much more higher truth of who you are. When you live in this world, you realize that whatever it is happening to everyone, it is also happening to you. You understand that the only one that you needed to reach is yourself. It is not that you become something. It's that you have always been that. It is not like you are reaching into a different story of yourself. It is that you have always been that story. Means that you have always have your original vibration, that it is based on this. And it might be that experiences in your life and programming, it make you feel that you lost your way and that you lost that divine spark. Well, that is not true, because it is right there in you, how you tap into it, how you connect with it, because this is exactly who you are. It might be that there has been experiences that you thought that it changed your life. It didn't change your life. It's just helping you to realize who you are in that authenticity. That part of you that it has always been there, that you're thinking now, the only one that I need to reach is myself, it is truly at hand. Means that it is you, the one who embrace this concept, even that you call higher self, whatever you think about your higher self. You are exactly that and much more than that too. You have much more of what you think that you are. And yes, I know that we talk about this in previous episodes, and I truly recommend the people to check on those again. But it is imperative at this time that I repeat this, because this is happening in much more stronger level, because there is many commotion in that third dimensional reality, and when you are able to detach from it, is because you are able to understand these higher truths and higher worlds within your own self, where that third dimensional reality have no access. You know, we have been working in the school of ascension that we have online, as well as in many field trips that we have been doing, in how to be able to disappear from that third and fourth dimensional reality. It really has to do with the absence of fear. It truly has to do with trusting this part of yourself that knows how to do this. And people experiencing this was very, very powerful. And be able to connect with this understanding of this new world, it helps you to make the realization that the downloadings and the sharing of information, it is a matter of frequency. And that frequency, it's in you. And it has always been in you. You have been trained through many experiences in your life to tap into this world. You can remember situations, and even when you want to diminish all that experience and trying to convince yourself that that didn't happen, or people around you maybe told you that didn't happen, and you begin to believe it, means you begin to live in that truth. Deep inside, you knew that something amazing just happened to you, and that you tap into this world, and it is okay now to talk about it, because that means that you know the path. And walking in that path and see what it is next and what it is taking you is very much holding your new frequency, holding your new higher vibration, and creating based on that vibration. That actually, you know, when people said higher vibration, it's kind of questionable, because that is your own nature. That is where you started. This is the part that it connects you directly to the source, and that it is completely natural for all beings, not just human beings, but for all beings. It is the time for you to recognize this incredible knowledge that you have access. It is the time to recognize the cities that they are on top of you, maybe, because they are in many different places everywhere in the world. And recognize that it is just a matter of frequency. When you drop your hooks, that we did have an episode about that, you will just go there naturally. Don't be afraid of your own higher frequency, because that fear is going to bring you down. Yet explore that incredible possibility of who you are. how powerful you are as a human being. How understanding that you're not bounded by time, that nobody has power over you, that the games of separations is over. And when you tap into this very beautiful vibration of yourself, you're tuning into a higher frequency where all these beautiful downloadings are happening. Be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of your dreams. That in this time and space, you are being connected into a higher truth of who you are. Thank you for your work. Thank you for who you are. Send us an email. My website is magdalas.com, MAGDALAS. We have the school online that if you want to participate, as well as many other ceremonies coming. Send us an email. Let us know where are you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you.
If you enjoyed listening to us, then please support our work. Support us by donating $1 or more at paypal.me/sacredwoman. You can also support us by liking our page, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, on Facebook, and sharing the links for each podcast that you like with your friends and family. You can also join the discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook. It's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.